Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway, now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. Five-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on a back-to-work Wednesday for the Cowboys. It's a Rangers game day here on your home of the champs. General at your service. Broadus sitting right there, former Cowboys scout, NFL executive. He has a Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. Going to take a look at that Ravens offense for us, buddy. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah.
Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control. You have Wolchuk and Shia Follow, of course, and Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. How the heck are you guys doing today?
Doing awesome. Great to be here. It is a great day. It's a great day. We got to go 1-0 today. It's about having that type of mentality. You got to win the day, Broadus. And I know you came in here with that look in your eye, and so I'm pretty fired up about what you're going to be bringing to the table.
I'm really sad that we lost Woj today, and RIP. What are we doing?
You think ESPN's doing like eulogies for Woj right now?
They got every information guy up there. By the way, my man Shams is throwing a party right now.
Yeah, it's a one-man show now. About to get the Shams, bag, no Shams competition.
He's the Athletic. I heard the Athletic is his contract's up over there. Yeah.
Do I hear a bidding war?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to bag out.
This is incredible, though. So this is Adrian Wojnarowski, one of the greatest of all time newsbreakers in the NBA and all of sport, really.
All-time bomb dropper.
A St. Bonaventure alumni, strong relationship to the program. He has been a fundraiser for the school's collective in recent years, a 1991 graduate, and he's going to become the general manager of the St. Bonaventure's basketball team.
Are they the Bonnies? What are we?
I believe so.
We're called the Bonnies? The St. Bonaventure Bonnies?
That's their nickname. What would make you think that
if
a journalist...
not, they should be.
What would make you think that a breaking news guy could... like help you identify the right basketball players, the right coaches? He's just a good writer that calls agents.
Do you think that maybe he's got a relationship with guys and gals that kind of know how to evaluate players? That maybe he could say, hey, here's a list of guys I'm looking at or coaches I'm looking at.
Hire one of them to be your GM.
Man, I remember hearing about this shoe guy, Nico Harrison. You know, what the hell did he know? It's working out for the Mavericks. Maybe they're onto something here with Woj. Maybe we end up getting Shams as a GM in a couple of years.
You know, you're speaking my language if we want to pretend like media members have what it takes to step into a front office of a real sports team. I would believe in myself. You know, that's the pro game, though. The college, this is weird.
It is a different beast.
I think it's that they like him, they respect him, and they don't have anybody else better that would take the job. So they're like, let's take Woj. Maybe his like pseudo-celebrity amongst NBA fans will make him an effective college basketball administrator.
Did we leave like a $4 million a year job to be a $250,000 a year guy? I'm sorry. I'm pocket watching so here money. A little bit. But
I don't know how much money he makes at the NBA.
Like the two unfortunate sex in job too demanding. Like the quality of life for the Schefters and the Wojes kind of seems horrible. I mean, you've got to just be living in like constant anxiety that you're going to get scooped on a story. Like I wouldn't be able to sleep. Next thing you know, something breaks at 2 a.m. You've got to be ready to go on the call.
$7 million a year at ESPN, and he had 3 years left on his deal, so he's punting on, you know, $20 million or so.
Okay. Let me say this, though, about these information dudes. They got to the point now where they used to have to be right. now they don't have to be right all the time.
We can fake it till we make it now?
Well, I don't know if it's faking it, but, you know, there's a little bit more in this. Back in the day, if you said something and it went wrong, that stuck with you.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, if they're wrong or gals that are wrong, we kind of in the next news cycle, it's gone.
You can just keep a job like a WFAA.
You can kind of keep being wrong, you know?
Well, I mean,
does that make sense?
If the job for those reasons that you guys described is so demanding that it's stressful, and now he gets to go like do something of that, passionate, that he's passionate about, and at what, $7 million a year, it's possible he has accumulated so much wealth
that
he doesn't have to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, any sort of income or anything. I guess it could make a lot of sense. You know, if you are going to have a lot more fun hanging around your favorite college basketball program, but it's got to be a massive pay cut.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm watching his pocket a little bit there, but that has to be like, and maybe you're right there, Wooly, that it's such pressure that I don't want to deal with. But when you're so good at it, when it's kind of a machine, right? Like, I know to talk to these guys. I know we had Mark Slareth on yesterday, Stink, and he was talking about how, like, he likes to meet with people, and he's now got a Rolodex of coaches and, you know, and GMs and stuff that he can call.
I don't think Woj is much of a people person that way. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't strike me as such.
I kind of feel like that, though. He's got a what's the benefit? I was listening to Sean and RJ and Bobby talk this morning, and what's the benefit of a team giving Woj information? What's their benefit?
He makes them look good in scenarios where maybe they're, you know, things are weird with a particular organization, but Woj will be the guy reporting like, no, hey, this team has the right infrastructure. You know, he can help sell the narrative for teams when they're having a dumpster fire situation going on.
So by helping Woj,
he can spin all their narratives.
Positive spin. That organization.
I don't know, man, because to me, I always just wonder what the benefit was for somebody like that to be putting your stuff out.
I've always thought it's like you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Totally, right? Yeah. He's probably helping. He's giving information to teams about other teams.
Yeah, and I know he used a lot of agents over the years.
Boy, that's a dangerous thing, man. You do not want to be the guy or gal that's talking to a team, and then you're telling their business to somebody else.
Is his background, though, college basketball? Like, didn't he start off with that?
I don't know.
I think it is, because I know he was, like, super tight with Dan Hurley. Mm. He was, like, on the ground floor with Hurley and his development. I think he was friends with, like, Dan Hurley's dad. So he might have, like, his passion really is, I think, college basketball. I think that's his fallback.
Well, we will no longer have Woj bombs. I'm sure somebody else will step up to fill the void. As long as we're starting with basketball, have you seen Luka Doncic has his cereal here, the Luka O's.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Pretty. I mean, Luka's living out Wolchuk's dream right now. Let's just be real about it.
Yeah.
He has his own. The Kelseys are doing this as well.
The mixed bowls.
So, like, being it, yeah, and they're doing the mixed bowls, but just having your own brand of cereal, it's like you're not even doing the Wheaties thing. It's like, I don't even need Wheaties to get my face on this. This is my own. I am now Wheaties, you know?
Yeah. How do we get this? Is it available now?
I think they're just at the arena and the team shops. I don't think they're available at local grocers yet, but I would make that move if I was a local grocer.
So I could pick up a jersey and get a box of cereal? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And I think the little toy at the bottom, the little surprise at the bottom is a heater, you know?
By the way.
You get a heater
as
a toy.
You know what? I'm making fun of that, but the best restaurant in the world is in a soccer stadium in Denmark. The number one rated restaurant in the world is actually in a soccer stadium.
That sounds delicious.
What are they serving up over there?
It's the flowery. It's actually
it's Germany, right?
Yeah, it's Denmark.
Oh, Denmark.
Is that Danes?
And Netherlands.
It's where Derek's from.
Okay. A lot of ways to say that.
But anyway, it's funny because we're laughing about. Danes. I was making a joke about cereal being at the gift shop, pro shop. Well,
yeah.
The greatest restaurant in the world, the number one ranked restaurant in the world is in a soccer stadium.
And jokes aside, when I saw this, I looked up the nutritional facts, and it's fortified with hops and malted barley, Luka cereal.
It's a beer cereal.
You're ready to rock there. What do you make of the topic of Klay Thompson as a starter as the season approaches? Let's get in a little bit of Mavs talk. Do you think he's going to be an actual starter? I don't. I think maybe at the start of the year, but after a while, they're going to be like, wow, our defense really sucks. We got to get one of these young guys in here.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. The start of the season, he's going to be starting. I saw CBS Sports put out their top 100. I think Klay Thompson was 98 on the list. He just barely cracked in the top 100.
Way to go, Klay.
Congrats.
One of four Mavericks awesome. That made it. But, yeah, I think if he turns out to be a liability, and we've seen Jason Kidd loves to mix and match his lineups throughout this season, I don't know. And they supposedly gave him that guarantee. That's what we heard. But I don't know that they just leave him in there if it is something that's like, man, this is hurting the team if your defense is really as bad.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it, too, is how much of his offense is outweighing the poor defensively. Let's not forget how much they were missing guys who could knock down shots when it mattered most in the finals, right? Mm-hmm. So, to me, that is what they were like, hey, we will sacrifice a little bit of defense for guys who can knock it down. And so, hopefully, Klay is still a knock-it-down guy, so he is able to make up for the fact that he's no longer an ace defender for a defense. But like you said, Walchuk, you do have Jason Kidd who's willing to move things around, and you have some other guys that you can throw in there. So, you know, Najee Marshall being the first one that you imagine, okay, you could throw him in there, and then Klay coming off the bench, and Klay did some of that with Golden State last year, so he's been in that role before. I think you have options here, but hopefully Klay's good enough offensively to where it makes up for the fact that, yeah, he's probably going to be a little bit more of a liability than anything defensively.
I look at between, him, Luka, Kyrie, I want two of those three on the court at all times. And if we're down 15, fourth quarter, we're putting all three of them out there trying to spread the hell out of the floor and you know, make a run. And I trust Jason Kidd to configure the right way to rotate that.
Yeah. And we get so caught up into who's starting, but it's really who's finishing these games, mm-hmm. you know, and that is totally case by case, night by night. What do you need in that moment? And so I think they've built it in a way to where you have options here. You're not going to be pigeonholed and you're just having to lean on Klay Thompson when he's getting blown by in a situation where you need some defense. Boom, here's Najee Marshall.
Cannot wait to be talking Mavs here with you throughout the season. I think they have a chance to really light it up early and go on a great run. Are the Cowboys still favored here against the Ravens? Baltimore's favored by 1.5 now here on ESPN. I see the bettors have done the right thing here. It seemed like a gift with the Cowboys' favor. Just, you know, we're heading for 1-2 here. You know, this Brian's going to tell you, you know, but I guess there's a chance if you can score, right? The Ravens' defense isn't great. But I think you're going up against a team that's going to be physical and run the hell out of the football. I can't imagine the Cowboys will have any sort of answer for Lamar Jackson midweek here. That's my thought. Am I too pessimistic? What do you
no,
say?
No, I don't think you're being too pessimistic. I think they've got to prove it. And now you're dealing with Mozzie's left. Jordan Phillips is on IR. You're bringing back Mozzie Carlos Watkins.
Back tightness, by the way. I'm sorry.
Back tightness. Yeah, that's not a great sign. At least Jake Ferguson's back practicing. You're going to have to me, this is about like what can the Cowboys offense do? You're going to need to be able to put up points. Now, the right side of that offensive line last week against the Raiders looked like they got exposed a little bit. Maybe the pass rush is a little bit better. But if I'm Baltimore, it's like I'm lining up and running, right, until you prove you can stop it. So I'm very, very nervous, and Baltimore's desperate. I think I'm leaning at a 1-2 start, but then luckily you've got to get right game against the Giants just a few days later.
Yeah, the Thursday game against the Giants gets you back to 2-2, and you know, everything's not going to be lost here sitting at 1-2. And, you know, who knows? But we need to see this Cowboys offense go execute now. We're starting to come up with, what, three games in a row. And, you know, the narrative will shift from the number one scoring offense last year to what really is this offense? Is it average? Is it below average? You know, the Ravens have given up points in their two games. And if you can't score against them, at least in the mid-20s, you know, I think maybe the buzzards might start circling around this season at that point. All righty. What else you got on that, Chief?
Well, I don't have anything on that, but we do have to address one thing. It looks like we got sacked.
Oh, what happened?
On the Luka Loops.
Oh, no.
I thought the Dallas Mavs put that
I wanted it so bad.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I wanted that to be such a true report there. But
Dawson.
No. They did.
I got sacked?
Yeah. Hey, listen, it happens to the best of us.
Jeez. I didn't think I could get that anymore.
We're the idiots, not you. You're supposed to be able to control this.
We try not to perpetuate ball sacks here in the G-Bag Nation, but from time to time we step in those booby traps. And this one was disguised well from League on Hoop, not Legion Hoops.
Oh,
so the League on.
But they threw in the breaking. I mean, they painted the perfect picture. That it doesn't even look like an AI cereal box. That thing looks straight out of
Walmart. I saw trusted Mavs accounts of mine that were sharing this.
Yeah, because it was per at Dallas Mavs PR.
Yeah.
So it was like they were really setting the table there for guys like us to
God, the ball sacking's getting better every day.
Nice job, guys.
Mm, yeah.
So what's the win there? You get the engagement. You get a check from Twitter. Yeah. That's what that game's all about.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people play for the love of the game there as well.
Absolutely.
Just knowing that somewhere out there, a guy like Dawson is going to be spouting something into a microphone that's nowhere close to
damn count on that. My God.
Somewhere that guy's Tiger fist pumping right now.
Rangers winners last night, 13-8. Bradford against, is it Francis tonight? Evaldi was bad. Okay, Thursday's game, you're going to get Rocker, though, and Friday against the Mariners, you have DeGrom, so... We'll live it up. Speaking of just playing for the love of the game right now, it's all the Rangers have to look forward to, and we're going to enjoy it while we can.
Trying to get back to 500.
Hey, they're still the champs. Yeah. Till further notice. Mm. Okay, Woolchuck, where are we going next before the G-bag of the day?
Yeah, let's evaluate some of the surprise trends in the NFL through 2 weeks. We going real or not on that? That's next in the Nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, we're 8 minutes from the G-Bag of the Day segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If your loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Woolchuck. Some sports.
Thank you very much, General. We do have a fun piece on The Athletic evaluating, or ESPN, excuse me, evaluating surprise trends for every team. Are these real or not? We'll focus on the Cowboys, the Ravens, and the rest of the NFC East. But the Cowboys trend is one we actually discussed yesterday. And the early surprise is the Cowboys offense is just not generating many big plays. And Todd Archer wrote about, besides CeeDee Lamb, who's providing him. Through two games, Lamb has two of the Cowboys' four plays of 20 yards or more. He has two of the three runs of 10 yards or more produced by the offense. And explosive plays, as we know, can lead to quick points. And they've had three drives of 10 plays or more this year. And that's something that they're going to have to correct. Now, maybe Baltimore is a team that can help open this up. Because Baltimore's surprise early in the season is they rank last. Dead last in passing defense. They have allowed the most passing yards in the NFL with 514 through 2 weeks. That is a major surprise considering this is essentially the same secondary that finished sixth against the pass last season. They've got all-pro safety Kyle Hamilton, and John Harbaugh said, I think the secondary overall is on track, but we just haven't been playing consistent. So this could be maybe a get-right game for CeeDee Lamb. Jake Ferguson hopefully trending towards playing, was at practice today. Maybe you get Brandon Cooks going. Can Tolbert carry over the momentum? But you've got a team that is not generating big plays in the Cowboys and the team that's given up the most passing yards in the sport in the Ravens through 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That would be just what the doctor ordered, man. That's what you want. And hopefully they'll be able to, because I think part of the problem when you're playing the Ravens is they're gonna try and make you one-dimensional. They've been stopping, like, running backs aren't really getting going versus these guys. So
because everybody's throwing the ball on them.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that, like, man, they're playing damn good run defense. Why do you need to – why run the ball if Gardner Minshew could be 30 for 38 in a game? Yeah, that's sometimes you get that weird stat, like, you know, and I am going to watch them tonight, but I'm interested to see if it's really they're stopping teams or it's not worth it trying to run the ball against them.
Right, I think the rushing attempts matters, right?
Because sometimes you get in these modes where it's like, man, we can make 7-8 yards a shot throwing the ball on these cats.
Why run it?
You know,
yeah. So, well, especially when they're averaging to running backs under 3 yards per carry allowed.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're how many?
The number is on that. I mean, the number of carries, the number of passes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you had the Raiders were playing from behind majority of that game there, yeah. So they were probably throwing the heck out of the ball. I know Gardner Minshew threw for plenty of yards. Yeah. So, I mean, you played against Pat Mahomes, and then you played with a lead, and so how much of the were you giving up plays in the passing game because you're up by double digits with like less than a quarter to go and you're giving crap up that maybe you wouldn't. I don't know, but I don't think you're going to be able to run on these dudes. And now all of a sudden you're asking Dak to again bail you out of probably plenty of third and long situations. And I don't trust anybody other than CeeDee Lamb. Hopefully Ferguson's playing.
Aren't these good secondary players, though? I mean, that's what's so surprising about it.
Well, it's a transitional year for the Ravens' defense. They've lost a ton. They lost their defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. They lost their defensive line coach. They probably lost plenty of other coaches. And then, you know, they've lost a couple of players as well.
Yeah, it's a first-year defensive coordinator in Zach Orr, who is a local guy from DeSoto and the University of North Texas, former linebacker of theirs.
Opponents are 50 for 66 throwing the ball against these guys for 514 yards.
Yeah.
They've
been the worst passing defense.
37 rushing attempts total for 99 yards.
So 66 passes to 37 runs.
Right. Yeah. That's where you're at right there.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's your strategy if you're the Cowboys. Right now, you're struggling to run the football anyway, so that benefits you.
If I was the Ravens, now the Cowboys can think about this too. If I was playing the Ravens, I would play as heavy a box as you can play in that football game and dare this. And I will talk about that at 3:40 today.
Yeah, and if I was the Ravens, I would have the lightest box possible.
I would play dime the whole game and dare you to run the ball.
Ideally, if you're the Cowboys, I'm daring Lamar to beat me with his arm.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest difference.
I'm daring the Cowboys to run the ball.
I think that might be the difference in this year's Cowboys compared to the last 3 years, is the running game has become so atrocious that even the worst coaches who aren't paying attention and stuck in their ways will be like, holy crap, we don't have to do anything to stop this run game. All we have to do is worry about the pass. And as that, you know, I believe it's probably going viral around coaching offices right now. It's going to put Dak in probably the worst situation he's ever faced in his career with only CeeDee Lamb fighting for him. Yeah. I know Jake Ferguson is back, but he's got to show it to me.
Now, the rest of the division's also at least two of your divisional opponents struggling on defense. The early surprise for the Giants is just how bad they've been against the run. They're allowing 163 rushing yards per game. That's bottom 10 in the league. Coach Daboll saying that's fundamental tackling and discipline, gap control. Shane Bowen, their new defensive coordinator, not happy about it. They've got Dexter Lawrence, of course, along that defensive line. Last year they were pretty decent along that front, but they can't stop the run. Eagles can't generate a pass rush. They make the trade for Bryce Huff. They give up Hassan Reddick. They give Huff a big-time deal. They've drafted Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter right now has actually generated more pressures than Bryce Huff, who is the pass-rushing specialist that they traded for and gave the three-year $51 million deal. So that was a storyline Monday night. You know, you need to generate a pass rush. You're not able to do so. Kirk Cochains goes ahead and picks you apart. Week one, we saw it with Jordan Love and the Packers. I wasn't really blown away by their defense either. So you got the Giants who can't stop the run. You got the Eagles who can't rush the passer. And then for the Commanders, the early surprises, you got these old dudes, Austin Eckler and Zach Ertz, coming in here. And they've actually been pretty productive. You got Ertz, who's adding 90 yards receiving. You got Eckler, who's getting 99 yards receiving last week. And they've been more effective than Terry McLaurin, who should be their number one offensive weapon right now through two games.
I mean, for as bad as it is around the Cowboys, there's still a good chance of winning the division somehow. I don't know what the winning team's going to have. Is it 9 wins?
I mean, we said before the season, yeah, the winner of this division has at most probably 10 wins. We were down on the Cowboys and on the Eagles, and then not giving the Giants or Commanders much of a chance. I mean, the Eagles also can't stop the run. I mean, nobody in the division can. Eagles are giving up 6.5 yards a carry. Giants over 5 yards a carry. Cowboys 4.9, and then Commanders 4.6. But, yeah, the Eagles right now can't stop the run, and they can't generate pressure.
That's bad.
With 4. So, I mean, it'll be tough sledding there for Dick Fangio and company.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Time now for the G-Bag of the Day into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, G-Bag of the Day right here. This is day 2 for our guy, Two Icy Juice Cuz. Two Icy Juice Cuz. That's two I's in that icy right there. Double dose of icy.
Two icy.
Two Z's, two on that cuz.
I was going to ask you.
Man, come on now. You thinking ahead, brothers. All right, he has a Cowboys freestyle for the Cowboys organization. Here we go.
Hey, I hope you know, Dallas Cowboys, y'all is done. I've been watching y'all since I was young than a bitch, and I've just been looking dumb. I hope you know, I don't even know why the team is stacked, because New Orleans came in there and straight put the belt to the ass. I hope you know, I wasn't even going to complain. But how y'all have a whole offseason and come out looking exactly the same? I hope you know, y'all should be worried. At this point, if it ain't the team or the coaches, what is it, the damn jerseys? I hope you know, the defense look like Dookie. Every player on the other team the first half got the ball and started booking. I hope you know, I can't even be mad, dog. I done came to the realization that losing is just y'all.
Realization.
I hope you know, Mike, your playbook is weak. I am so tired of seeing these lame-ass jet sweeps. I hope you know, I can tell y'all why y'all suck. Because in the crunch time, don't none of y'all drop nuts. I hope the worst. This is exactly the same team from Green Bay. I hope you know, I was looking for Micah. Did he even play? I hope you know, I am done. Every season is a repeat. And I hope you know, I'm rooting for y'all ugly-ass next week, stupid pig.
I done came to a realization.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an abusive relationship.
Yes. That's what your girl said when she done spied on you. She done went all the way through your stuff. You know what? You know what I find funny? I done came to the realization that. Oh, man. I'm getting cooked. All right. Let's see. Florida State and Memphis. That game was over the weekend, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Florida State's looking bad out there, right?
They are looking bad, yes, sir.
They're looking real bad. They got beat at home, too, huh?
Yes, sir, they did.
God, yeah. Dog it.
Water guns, super soakers didn't help them.
They paid for that game?
They paid. About $1.4
million. God, yeah. Dog, man. It's a bad look, Florida State. The refs had to ask the Florida State band to chill, though, because apparently the band has more heart than the players.
Loves his teammates, will do anything for the team. And oh, by the way, he's a fantastic-looking prospect, as you saw right there, going up against a very good corner in Ventrell Cypress. Seth Hennigan just puts it right on him.
Needs to cease playing when Memphis is in their offensive formation. Florida State band needs to cease playing when the offense is in formation.
Florida State band just got scolded.
They turn it up.
They got louder.
Just fired up. Let's see if they stop.
Well, they need to do something because right now their defense is up against it.
That's when your parents tell you to calm down. Yeah. Just get louder.
Well, I've never done that, but I know what you mean. Yeah, they turned it up right there.
They did.
God,
good for them.
Yeah, they turned it up. That's what I'm saying. The band got more heart. Band conductor was like, who is he talking to?
Yeah, he didn't even turn and look at the field. He just went. He just raised his hands and just went.
Get out. Looked like Bugs Bunny. I'm trying to turn it up. All right, let's see what else we got for you boys.
Well, they did get louder, too, though.
They did.
Great.
They turned it strong. Well, they got some lungs down there in Florida. Tell you what. Hey, Stevie, talk to him. This lady right here, By the way, shout out to all the motorcycle riders. Shout out to all the motorcycle riders.
Be
I used to be one.
There,
yeah. I sold mine a long time ago because you can't trust anybody anymore. And I remember my brother looked at me. You know, your brother knows you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He knows. Yeah. He taught you how to do a backflip.
Yeah.
You know, you jump over the creek with him. He knows your limitations.
He does.
My brother looked at me and said, hey, you know you're going to drop it, right?
Yeah. Were you a non-helmet guy, Lucius?
No. All the
You've
safety
always
stuff.
You've always been a helmet guy.
Sold that thing. Anyway, we got a lady right here who's not a fan of motorcycles and how loud they are.
What are you doing assaulting my female genitalia with your motorcycle? You don't think that rev has any effect on the human body? Mine and everybody else's?
Really?
So you think you're allowed to do that? You're violently assaulting people.
Is that true?
Pardon?
How so?
Maybe because you have this on, you don't hear it. The rev of your motor is cutting.
Really?
It's cutting to the nervous system. It's damaging. But you might not hear it that loud because you have those things on.
Really? I don't have nothing on.
On your helmet I'm talking about.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
You don't like it?
Like
that. You like it?
Oh, wow.
Put her in ecstasy right there.
Oh, can I sit on top of your bike? When you're outside the club. Can I sit on top of your bike? Can you rev it?
Wow.
Yeah, boy, that's good old days. Good old days. Everything was consensual, though. No diddy. Last one right here. Let's go to Marshall. Marshall University, their football coach, Charles Huff. That brother's from Detroit. Detroit, what up, though? I think he's from Detroit. If not, still, shout out to Detroit. He has an offer for Ohio State players that they probably will refuse.
We'd love to have some of those guys from Ohio State, too. So if they want to transfer on down, we've got a Tutor's Biscuit NIL all you can eat. So if any of those guys that run really, really fast at Ohio State like Tutor's Biscuits, I promise you, all you can eat all day if you transfer here. So, but yeah.
Come on down for the all-you-can-eat biscuits.
Yeah, if you don't know what that Coach Charles Huff looks like, go ahead and Google that man up. I'm pretty sure he knows about some damn good biscuits, I'm telling you what.
Lucius, he's from Denton, Maryland.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, he's 41 years old.
Where did I get that? Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
He was a running back coach at Alabama at one time.
That's weed.
I don't even know where I even got that fact from. I looked at it, I said, I'm Michigan. Oh, okay, from Detroit. Yeah. Totally wrong.
It looked like he was from Detroit.
Take these glasses back.
Were you eating your Luca Loops when you were doing that?
Yeah. There you go, Dawson. I took that off of you.
Right on, dude. That's good teamwork. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. You know how we do.
Is it the champ? Freestyle, the two icy juice cuz. Is it Florida State and Memphis?
Came to the realization.
The Seminoles band needed a chill. They were throwing a temper tantrum.
They were throwing it.
Through the power of music. You got the ladies, not a fan of the motorbike, going full Karen, like a methed out Karen, though.
How'd you know?
The tone of her voice. Yeah.
Tell the way she's talking.
You can tell she didn't have all her teeth.
No, fam.
It's mostly gums.
I don't want to profile, but damn, how'd you know? Is that Portland coming through?
Yeah, it's growing up in Oregon. Marshall University coach Charles Huff recruiting those Ohio State players. If your guy's talking like that with NIL deals, just get ready for 0-12, right?
Yeah.
No bowl game.
He's had a pretty good run there. He's 23-18, but he's one of he's known as one of the top recruiters in the country.
Who, that guy that was just said, we got the biscuits?
Yeah. He's one of the top.
If I'm the dean,
he's in Alabama.
If I'm the dean, I'm tapping you on the shoulder. Hey, man, we want some of these kids, actually. Yeah. So let's not do the biscuit thing.
Trust me, I know these kids want the biscuits.
Bojangles
kill
biscuits
the biscuits. Estimate on the biscuits.
What do you think biscuits code for?
Biscuits are
hey,
good.
Hey, I'm about to give you the biscuit menu coming up here in a minute. I'm going to be back on the biscuit train here.
Well, I am voting for Coach Huff. How about you, Chief?
Yeah, same here. I'm going with the Huff Lucian guy.
Oh, I turned my mic off early. Sorry. The lady, not a fan of the motorcycles.
Bullchuck.
I'm going to go with the cowboy rap.
Brian.
Florida State band.
By a score 2-1.
And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Coach Charles Huff of Marshall. Okay, Chief, where are we going next?
College football, Darty, pick your biscuit and prepare yourselves for an SEC revenge game next year in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and NFL news today is coming up at 3 o'clock. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Welcome to your college football, Darty, here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, we have a handful of things to address here. I've been introduced to someone in the world of college football that I'm pretty fired up to watch against old Carter's team on Saturday. We got ourselves a big one. I saw our guy Danny Cannell letting everyone know that the strength of schedule to this point, you have teams like Ohio State, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Utah, and Oklahoma who are all top 15 teams, but have nothing in the way of strength of schedule to this point. Tennessee, 122nd in strength of schedule to this point. Oklahoma is 100th. So now you're finally going to get to see them each play a respectable opponent, Tennessee and Oklahoma. This is going to be very, very exciting. And there's lots of reasons why, but you have Josh Heupel, the head coach for Tennessee, who was a quarterback at OU.
Won a national championship there, yep.
Dang right. He's an OU legend. And then he was the play caller there for some years under Bob Stoops before being bleep canned. And now, a decade later, he returns with a vengeance. And this is for the first time since the firing. He's going to return to Norman, and that's, again, where he's a Sooners legend. But he's going to take these Volunteers to Norman for OU's. I mean, this is their first conference game as a member of the SEC.
It is.
This is historical.
We're about to find out about Carter Freeman's Oklahoma Sooners. And I know Carter knows this, but over the next 2 months, they've got 8 games, including 5 top 7 matchups. You've got Tennessee starting this week. You've got the number 1 Longhorns, the number 5 Ole Miss Rebels, the number 7 Missouri Tigers, the number 4 Alabama Crimson Tide, and as of right now, the number 16 LSU Tigers on that schedule. That is a gauntlet for Oklahoma.
Beating. That's an absolute beating. And OU is feeling good in the comment section of different places on the internet about their defense and their run defense. But my goodness, this Dylan Sampson. Sampson is the running back for Tennessee. This is a guy who is an absolute lightning rod. He's been unstoppable. He's played 7 quarters of football. He's got 9 touchdowns. He's got
amazing
almost 500 yards of offense, and he's carried the ball 45 times. This dude is the real deal. And I think with Tennessee, of course, their quarterback is the one, Nico, who's getting a lot of the conversation, which makes a ton of sense. He's a big-time recruit and a big-time player at the most important position. But Tennessee, like a couple years ago with Hendon Hooker when they were super nasty, high-flying, Jalen Hyatt, they're pushing the ball down the field.
Cedric Tillman, a lot of good talent.
And they still have some of that, but now they're running a lot more like two tight end stuff. They're trying to be more physical. And so they're just trying to have the ability, because if you're Tennessee and you're trying to beat the Georgias and you're trying to beat the Alabamas and stuff, at some point you got to be able to have some type of physical backbone. It's not always going to work that you're just going air on these teams. And so do you have like sort of a counterpunch? And Tennessee's sort of developing that now, and I'm excited to see how this OU matchup goes. Man, I think there's a ton of questions about OU at this point.
I agree.
Has anybody seen Tennessee play?
I've seen some of Tennessee.
Do they still play with pace? Because they were a very much get up to the line.
It's not nearly as much as it was.
I imagine with tight ends and running backs and all that stuff that they're trying to play maybe a little bit more of a physical game, that they're not playing with pace. Because they were a no huddle, get to the line.
They put a lot of pressure. Alabama. Yeah. I mean, their offensive linemen were puking left and right.
Yeah.
They were moving so fast.
Our G-Bag of the Day champion is Marshall's head coach, Coach Huff, who's not from Detroit, but if you look at him and squint, you'll think this guy's probably from Detroit. Well, he has we got the biscuit menu from Old Tudor's. They have 19 different biscuit options for you there. And I believe they're a one-trick pony, which is really like the where you go, you know they're going to dominate at this. If all you do is biscuits, yours are going to be top-notch.
Hooters Biscuit World is
how many ways can you do this? You know, I could see sausage in the gravy, no sausage in the gravy. Out. Maybe different kinds of gravy.
I think you could do with the various proteins and stuff like that.
Yeah, these are like brisket sandwiches.
Oh, these are biscuit sandwiches.
Yeah. You don't get the name Tudors for nothing.
That's right.
You got to have something hearty in there.
Yeah, man, like the Thundering Herd biscuit. You could get the sausage, potato, egg, and cheese. Yeah. They have the Rocket, which is going to be steak egg, cheese, and potato. You get the golden eagle.
Man, I'm usually disappointed in a morning steak. They're very rarely done right, like the dinner steak is.
Amen to that.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you're doing steak and eggs at home,
sure,
you can go ahead and say this might be extremely dominant.
Yeah, the breakfast steak's not going to be a fancy cut.
Chicken fried steak, cool though.
Chicken fried steak,
I would say
cool. Scrambled eggs with that joint.
You've never had. How many times have you been to the Waffle House? You had steak and eggs at the Waffle House?
Yeah, I have not.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't order it. I wouldn't even think that it might be good.
Okay.
Are you telling me I'd be wrong on that assumption?
Just give it a go. Okay. Just one time in your life, walk in there and have a good attitude.
He's not drinking anymore.
Yeah. That,
it just won't hit
the
same.
If you were hammered at like 4 in the morning, you would love
it in daylight hours.
You would love the steak and eggs at the Waffle House.
You're putting a big leg on these too, man.
Yeah, eat
some good biscuits.
And I'll tell you what, Lucius, you bring up chicken fried steak. They should make it a 20th item on their menu here, their biscuit menu, and have a chicken fried steak biscuit.
Yeah, with the gravy on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, I bet you that apple biscuit with the fried apples on there, that's probably amazing.
Grab them by the biscuit.
Yeah, they have an apple biscuit with fried apples. I was going to mention, that's like I've never heard of them. I've never heard of that.
So they sell the fried apples at a Cracker Barrel. You can get them in the jar, and those things are delicious.
Fried apples, man! I didn't even know that was. I didn't know that was much of a thing.
Something? Jar that?
Yeah, they're like cinnamon apples, basically.
Oh, okay,
mason jar. Yeah.
Hey,
so Woolchuck, you just would go and open it.
My grandparents loved them.
I mean, you'd get like a spoon and just straight out of the mason jar there.
I would, yeah. As a kid, like anytime I went over to my grandparents, they usually would have them, and then sometimes like my grandma would just give them to us for breakfast. You know, it was delicious. Oh.
Yeah, they also have, what do you guys think about this one? The Peppy. They got the pepperoni and melted cheese right there in a biscuit.
That could be good.
like a lunchtime biscuit?
I love that, yeah.
I'm open-minded to it.
And I don't know, I don't know if this is like an all-day biscuit place where you can feel comfortable, like no matter what time of day it is, if you want a biscuit, Tudor's has got you. But you'd like to think, time to time, you want a breakfast biscuit for dinner?
I'll tell you this right now. If McDonald's had bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits available 24/7, I'd be in that drive-thru a lot more often.
I think, didn't they try to do that? Then COVID hit and it ruined it all.
I don't know what they did, but we need an egg McMuffin around the clock, too. You're right.
I'm with you.
You're right.
It's magical.
Yeah. No, these all these look pretty dang good here, but there is a chicken fried steak size hole that's missing on this biscuit menu board.
There's no Tudor's anywhere near us. I mean,
no, this is
Huntington,
one
West Virginia.
You're sitting across from one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What state is Marshall in? Is that West Virginia?
West Virginia, Huntington, West Virginia.
Can they do any barbecue there? Is there like a brisket biscuit?
Oh, man, I would give that a go.
Well, let's see. Do they have the, I wonder, no, I don't see they have a minor, they have a Mountaineer. They have the Mountaineer biscuit.
Okay.
Which is country ham, potato, egg, and cheese. Oh, so
that sounds delicious. That sounds really good.
Yeah. That sounds very good.
Really I like does. The potato with it.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Oh, you don't like that?
No,
it's
I don't like
a hash
brown. Two starches.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a hash brown type
like
of situation?
Brown. Yeah. Yeah. Like you slap the McDonald's hash brown into the McGriddle or whatever.
You told me to do that with the Egg McMuffin, and it was actually pretty good.
Dominating.
But maybe the biscuit.
I'll tell you, I'd order that number 13 if it didn't have the potatoes in it.
I say no potato.
Wouldn't it make sense, though, that at Marshall, the Mountaineer biscuit would be like Spam or something? Like,
something not good.
Yeah. Shots fired.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah.
I'd be on that.
Baloney.
All right, we'll get you out of here with Deion Sanders having a fight about rain in his press conference today.
Oh, no.
Hey, Coach, with potential rain in the forecast for Saturday.
We got rain? What forecast you got?
Just changed this morning.
No, let me see. It ain't say rain on mine.
God darn rain.
Who do you use? Straight up.
I just saw it from a local meteorologist this morning.
There you go.
A meteorologist?
That's a mistake. I got 5169. This joke has been accurate. Anybody else got? Read yours.
Either way,
let's just say there is rain on the forecast.
No, we're not going to say there is rain. I'm one of those good weather man. When you say 60%, I say 40%. 40% chance that
a meteorologist that I respect highly said that there's a pretty good chance it rains on Saturday.
30%.
Okay. I don't know which one I got. I mean, I need to check mine.
Okay. I've been in that situation myself.
Yeah.
You know, where the app let me down.
Oh, really?
I'm feeling Dion's pain on
you
this one.
Do you use the default weather app or do you download like the Weather Channel app? That's what I did on my phone.
And I just Google
it. I'll tell you what, man, there's a lot of these colleges and stuff because of what happens at the stadium, you know, with getting people in and out because of severe weather. You're looking at what like airplanes use, like airports use for some Dopplers. Of the weather, those Dopplers and stuff at some of those. some of those college campuses to make sure that they don't want to get sued for something happening, you know, with the weather and, you know, they're not warning the people. But yeah, they've got some of these colleges have some really seriously good weather stuff.
Big catalyst for the Doppler radar, by the way, 1985 flight 191 Delta.
It's something with those 191s.
You've been going down that rabbit hole.
Wind shear
got him, yeah.
Threw it down on 114 out of nowhere. Oof, it's coming down like to land at DFW. All of a sudden, wind shear turfed it.
Yeah.
Like 11 people survived.
Yeah.
They were we probably need Doppler at every airport now.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. I did not even know that.
I didn't even know that, right?
That's crazy.
It was August, wasn't it, Dawson?
Yeah. You knew that, Lucius?
No, I didn't know, but I guarantee
you're
going to give it to me.
Dude, I'm terrified of these freaking planes.
Yeah, 100%.
That Vegas thing shook me up.
Yeah.
What, the fly around a couple times?
Yeah.
We're going down or pulling up.
It wasn't the fly around as much as it was the left wing nearly touching the ground. Because the wind said, no, you're not landing here today.
You hit some of those airports like in the summertime, like Vegas and Phoenix. Yeah, yeah. That heat that throws you around
heat
like that.
Wind.
Heat and wind. Yeah, you got no shot. Mm.
Yeah, well, your college football stat of the day is that there's 114 running backs in the nation that have more rushing yards individually than the entire Florida State football team does. They have 156 rushing yards on the season. So
that band rocks,
struggling
though.
In a huge way. That guy's going to have to eat that poo, man. I mean, ultimately, to lift the curse. Eat that poo.
Better eat the poop.
Yeah, I think you have to. You got to pay off at that point or you're inviting
this
you know,
guy
complete
the
chaos.
They're
you'd be the, Bartman of your fan base. Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Nobody
you're looking at death threats, you know?
Yeah.
People are going to make fun of him forever.
Eat the poo.
NFL news of the day coming up next. Well, Chuck, what do you have?
Predicting the wind, free food, and the Bryce Young fallout. That's next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.